the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here.
Minnesota with, arouser.
With Rock Crawford. 393-3700, the number to call. I don't have a key, but I have a rock. We're not talking about between your ears.
Little subtle innuendos behind the scenes that no one knows what we're talking about.
That's why we have to sell tickets to this show. We have to have a studio audience. You know, someone suggested that.
Do a reality.
Said you could put like 8 chairs in here and have a little studio audience. I said, no, we're going to save that
That's
for Crawford Indoor
a
Stadium.
Remote, isn't it, basically? Is that what we used to have out at Reno's?
Let's go out to our phone lines and let's bring in John Freeberg from Holt. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? You feeling better, a little bit better every week, I trust?
Absolutely. I'm doing a lot better than I was, man, for certain.
Good, good.
I'm planning on going back to work Monday. For
All right. Good for you, Freeberg.
3 weeks, man. 3 weeks.
Are you ready for 4 weeks from today?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm definitely looking forward to that day.
What do you expect to see?
Well, I hope
opening day for college football.
Well, I hope a Spartan win and a Michigan loss. That's what I'd like to see.
Nice guy. Here I'm giving
a double play.
Being sympathetic about your illness, and you want my Wolverines to lose on September the 4th, which makes me very disappointed.
Well, you like the Spartans to lose every week, so.
Hell yeah.
See? So that's just turnabouts. Fair.
If the Broncos pulled off the W, I would roll tears on September the 4th.
I don't think they're quite as likely as the Huskies to do that.
Oh, there's no comparison. This Western team.
The Huskies are in the top 25, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, in one poll. Now, I did look at one poll, and I saw them at, I don't know which one it was, but they were 22nd.
What was it, the Hartford Current? What did
Athlon, Athlon Books or something like that.
The Jim Calhoun Press, maybe. I don't know.
I think UConn's in top 25.
Yeah, they are in one.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, trust
me. Will they be favored? Who'll be favored in that game?
Angelique thinks UConn's going to win, but I think Michigan will be favored.
What about Las Vegas?
Six.
Six. Hey, Jack, they had the odds in the paper the other day in the USA Today. It said Michigan by 2.5.
Michigan by 2.5.
That's what it said.
Wow. 40 votes in the poll, Scott says, for UConn.
UConn?
Also receiving votes.
Well, that's I'm talking about, I saw them in one poll, one pre, you know, preseason pub.
Right.
That's the Tom Crawford Michigan opponent poll, I think.
Where do they rank in that poll, 1 to 12?
Who's that?
Connecticut.
I don't know.
Are they in the top 6? No.
I do know this, so, I mean, the season's going to be dictated on September. You know, that's you're going to really find
out. I thought
it
was going to be dictated on October 9th.
I mean, we're going to know. If they lose to UConn, look out. Because everybody's going to be jumping off the ship.
No, why do you say that? That's not
you
true.
You watch.
That's absolutely untrue. They lost the opener to App State.
That was that's
And
when
they came back and beat Florida in the bowl game.
That's when they had better personnel than they do right now.
You told me they had personnel was fine.
They don't have personnel on that defensive side of the ball, I'll tell you that.
Hey, Jack, I got to go shopping for my UConn hat here in a couple weeks. So.
Go Broncos, Freeberg. Thanks for the call.
Take care, man.
Keep on course towards health.
Yeah. That's very important.
Yeah, he's a big Facebook
guy. Dr. Fred Tinning also recovering from surgery. A lot of people I know have just had surgery.
Really?
Yeah. It goes in bunches.
You know, and a lot of people in the last year, people I know in their 50s and 60s are dying. You know, and I don't, you know, that's kind of scary. So you got to take care of yourself.
Do you look at the obits? Do you read the?
I do.
Do you? I don't.
You know,
I'm afraid I'll see my obits.
I've done that recently, and it's maybe it's an age thing with me, but I'm just checking to make sure everything's cool. Everybody I know, and it hasn't been good lately, and so it's scary. You got to take care of yourself. I'm so glad you're committing to your health, and you're getting getting some appointments done. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah. I figure it's about time.
Yeah, it's a little overdue. Got to take care of yourself.
I've had virtually no concern about that for so long that it's time that I come around.
There you go.
Earl Robinson is on me daily about this.
Really?
Oh. Well,
Earl's had some bouts, so he knows what it's what it's like.
Yeah. I can't even talk to him after midnight anymore.
Really?
He has completely changed his lifestyle.
That's me. 11:30, go to bed.
11:30?
Well, right after Fred Heumann. Fred puts me to sleep. And then
I'm not quite sure that's exactly what he wants to do, but. All right, we will be back, and we're going to talk with Dr. Barry DeLynn, former Michigan Wolverine fullback and linebacker. We'll be right back with that and much, much more on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.